With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? DJ has gone out of town on a family emergency, so it will be me and Angela hosting the show today.
Hello.
So we decided that we would talk about relationships today. We're going to talk about signs of an abusive relationship, domestic violence facts. We'll touch on cheating from men and women, and we'll also talk about how you know if you have a good man or a good woman, or if you're in a good relationship. So let's end with the good stuff so we have a happy note at the end.
All right.
So then we'll start with the domestic abuse stuff. You know, domestic abuse is really a very serious subject. You know, and it can go anything from, you know, name calling to physical violence to, I mean, even it's possible to be raped by your significant other, men and women. Yes, rape does happen to men sometimes. A couple of facts about domestic violence is 1 in 4 women report experiencing domestic violence in their lifetimes. And unfortunately, you know, that's something that a lot of women don't report. So it could be more than, you know, 1 in 4 that actually experience it. It's just 1 in 4 that actually reports it. 2 million injuries and 1,300 deaths are caused each year as a result of domestic violence. That's a lot. That is way too much for anybody. You know, there shouldn't be any domestic violence going on, but 2 million injuries and 1,300 deaths. All cultural, religious, and socioeconomic and ethnic backgrounds are affected by domestic violence. It is not just one race. It's not just one age group. And, you know, domestic violence can come from women, too. There are a lot of men that get beat up by their women.
True.
And I think a lot of men don't say anything because, I mean, how, personally speaking, if I was a man, if I had a woman beating up on me, that would make me feel kind of like less of a man, I guess. You know, I'm just saying from personally, I probably wouldn't report it because, my name's John and Jeannie's beating up on me.
Yeah.
You know, well, why don't you stop her? You
yeah,
know?
Right.
I mean, it's just, we've got to start considering the fact that it's possible for men to be in domestic violence relationships also. Let's see. Nearly 2.2 million people called local and national domestic violence hotlines in 2004. Okay, that was 10 years ago. So it's probably more than that now. I don't know why my facts are so old. Over 75% of Americans believe that the recent economic downturn further strains domestic violence victims and survivors. So basically, the economy's downfall has gotten people more angry and has people expressing their anger in more violent terms. Let's see. Over $5.8 billion each year is spent on health-related costs of domestic violence. That's a lot of money.
That is
a lot of money. And I'm assuming that's probably not only on, you know, like injuries and stuff, you know, with the state helping people with their insurance and whatnot. I think it probably is, you know, on shelters and health costs and a lot of different things that, you know, we shouldn't have to spend that much money to tell people it's wrong to hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy. Nearly 8 million days of paid work each year is lost due to domestic violence issues, the equivalent of more than 32,000 full-time jobs. Wow. So every time somebody misses a day of work due to domestic violence, that adds on to that nearly 8 million days of paid work.
Oh, wow.
So not only are you beating up your significant other, but you're taking money out of your household because they have to miss work because they don't want to go in and explain to their bosses what happened to their face. But you're losing out on money for the home and for your kids, and that's just, wow. 96% of domestic violence victims who are employed experience problems at work due to abuse. And, you know, that makes sense, you know, because when you're a victim of domestic violence, your mind is constantly running. You're constantly worried about what's it going to be today. Please don't be angry, you know. What am I going to do that's going to make this person mad at me? Or hopefully, you know, maybe what can I do to put them in a good mood so that they aren't mad? 33% of all police time is spent responding to domestic disturbance calls. See, now, if we just taught our children that domestic violence is not okay, if we showed them that it's not okay, if we, you know, if we got everybody to just stop it, the police would have more time to deal with more important issues. You know, I'm not saying that these are not important issues. They definitely need to be responding to domestic disturbances. But if people were taught not to hit and not to, you know, do certain stuff, then a lot of that time would be taken out. So, let's see, 57% of cities cite domestic violence against women and children as the top cause of homelessness. So not only are you beating up on your woman, but now your woman and your kids are out on the street because you hit them and they can't survive on their own. They don't have enough money to take care of themselves afterwards. And, you know, that's a big thing for a lot of people. A lot of women don't leave or go back to their abusive relationships because they can't survive on their own. And they figure that, you know, well, this is hell, but living in this hell is better than, you know, being out on the streets with my kids.
Yeah.
So 84% of spouse abuse victims are women. 86% of victims of abuse by a boyfriend or girlfriend are women. And intimate partner violence against men is overwhelmingly committed by male perpetrators. So in the gay community, it looks like domestic violence is starting to get a little more prevalent. Nearly 5.3 domestic violence incidents occur each year among women in the U.S. ages 18 or older. Wow, that's sad, because that's saying that our kids at 18 years old are experiencing this. You know, they're experiencing domestic violence, and I'm not saying 18-year-olds don't have significant relationships, But at 18, what in the world are you possibly thinking that it is okay, that your relationship is that serious, that, you know, you have to hit your partner? That's just crazy. That doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, I know young, they say, you know, oh, young and dumb or young and stupid or whatever it is. Young know not to hit. Young kids know it's not okay to hit. Don't ask my daughter, but kids know not to hit. And if you're 18 years old and your girlfriend made you mad, it is not okay to hit her. So those are a couple of the facts, and Angela's got some signs of domestic abuse.
So one thing you need to be aware of is the signs, to know the signs of an abusive relationship. So people who are being abused may either seem afraid or anxious to please their partner. They may go along with everything their partner says and does. They might check in often with their partner to report where they are and what they are doing. Receive frequent harassing phone calls from their partner, or talk about their partner's temper, jealousy, or possessiveness. So those are some key facts to know, to be aware of, whether you're in a relationship or you know somebody who's in this type of relationship, to be aware of these things. Also, people who are being physically abused may have frequent injuries with the excuse of accidents. They may frequently miss work, school, or social occasions without explanation. And they might dress in clothing designed to hide bruises or scars, wearing long sleeves in the summer or sunglasses indoors. So those are some of the physical signs. Also, people who are being isolated by their abuser may be restricted from seeing their family and friends, rarely go out in public without their partner, or have limited access to money, credit cards, or the car. So those are some things to really pay attention to if you're in a relationship, if you're seeing even there's other types of abuse, you know, not just physically, mentally, emotionally. If you're feeling, you know, any of these ways, be aware of it. Or if your partner is doing any of these things to you, speak up or get out of the relationship. Also, people who are being emotionally abused, like I just brought up, have very low self-esteem. Even if they used to be confident, show major personality changes, an outgoing person may become withdrawn. They'll be depressed, anxious, or suicidal. Also, who you could be financially abused. A lot of people might not know this, but people who are being financially abused may have limited access to money or credit cards, have their spending tightly monitored and restricted by their partner, or worry excessively about how their partner will react to what are commonly thought of as simple, everyday purchases. So if you know anybody who may be in an abusive relationship, try and help in any way possible. I have a National Domestic Violence Hotline, and their number is 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233. Once again, 1-800-799-7233. We really need to get the word out there. A lot of people are scared who are in these abusive relationships, don't know how to get out. If your friend or family member, be there as support, try and help, know that it's going to be a long process, that they might return to their partner, or they might feel like it's all they deserve. But, you know, once you get out, you'll be surprised at how happy you can be. So definitely take all that into consideration, and I'm sure there's plenty more hotlines and numbers and resources and counselors and many different organizations. I mean, even us, if you have an issue, you can contact Mad Dads and we can see what we can do. So keep that in mind. And our phone number.
Call and reach out, and
yep,
we will help you in any way that we can.
612-638-1007 is a line that you can call to reach us at. That's one of our office lines.
Oh, we've got somebody that wants to talk to us.
All right.
2143.
You are on the air.
Oh, fast. We sound goofy.
Hi.
Hello?
Can
you hear me? Yes, we can.
Okay, well, I was just calling to leave a comment about what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
Hello? My phone went out.
They hung up on me?
Hello?
That's their phone, my phone.
All right, small technical difficulties.
Sorry about that.
No.
We lost, I think, our caller who wanted to speak too in the process.
Has dropped off the air also. So
sorry about
apologize
that.
Apologize about that, my dear.
Hopefully she'll call back in.
Oh, she's back.
We're sorry.
All right, sorry about that. We're not going to let Angela touch anything anymore.
I'm not even sure I want to talk to you all now.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Greatly apologize.
But okay, my thoughts about this, what you all are talking about, I heard you saying, like, reach out if you know that someone is in an abusive relationship and try to help them. But I am here to say that most people in abusive relationships don't want our help. They barely even want us to give them any advice because, you know, they're feeling bad in the situation that they're in. I've gotten in that situation where I give advice and people get upset with me because they're in these abusive relationships. So really it's up to the person that's going through what they're going through to reach out and get some kind of help and not be okay in living like that. Because you can't help someone that's okay with living like that.
Well, I'm going to have to agree and disagree with you. I agree with that each case is different, that some people don't want the help. But I disagree from personal experience because there are people who need a little support, who need a little help. And so I think it can go either way. But I completely understand what you're saying, that some people don't want to hear about it or some people don't want advice. And if you bring it up and that's how they shut you down, well, then keep on pushing. You don't have to push them or force them to do anything. But if you open up the topic of conversation and they really seem like they're listening or they need help, well, then go ahead and help them. They might just need that extra push or support that they're not getting from anybody else, because a lot of these situations are very isolated. They've completely isolated themselves from everybody.
Yep, you're right. And the thing is, you know, a lot of the solutions for, you know, women in domestic violence is to go to a domestic violence shelter. And to a lot of women, that is, you know, they would rather be at home in the abuse than be in a shelter.
Not always an option.
And, you know, I think that's really unfortunate, but I think that a lot of women, and on top of that, it's really hard to get into a domestic violence shelter, too, sometimes, because they are so full. There's so many people that are, you know, searching for them, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people that also abuse those, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just claim that they're being hit.
But I think regardless, every person, male or woman, who is in a domestic violence relationship, domestic abusive relationship, needs to know their worth, needs to know this is not what life is supposed to be, that's not what love's supposed to be. You can get out. You don't need to feel that way. You don't need to live your whole life being abused or feeling that way, because there is a lot better. And it might be a hard road, and it might be very hard to do, but you will see the benefits and the true happiness come back to you once you are out of that situation. Not only that, but your kids start to get affected by that when you are in that type of relationship. They start to have nerve problems. They start to have problems. And sometimes in the relationship, hands get put on the children too, or they'll grow up thinking that it's okay for somebody to hit me. Well, that's not okay at all.
Okay, so now that we've made it 20 minutes through the show, let's move on to another subject. Miss Lady, would you like to speak about cheaters with us?
Sure.
I've got 10 signs he's cheating on you. So, the first one is he has cheated before. You know what they say, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got anything to say about that?
No, it's
know.
True.
I think it depends on the person.
You think it's true?
Only cheaters answer the question that way. That's a question to put out there. If you ask people that question, is it true that once a cheater, always a cheater? Only cheaters will say, no, that's not true. Because I know for a fact it's true, and I'm a cheater. Not like that, but it's true.
At least you're just being honest. Wow. Yeah, I think it's possible for people to change. I think that...
It takes a long time to change, though. I don't think it's an overnight change.
I think you really have to want that change and, you know, just really... kind of go for it.
Right.
Second one is he is a narcissist. People with narcissistic personality traits feel that they're entitled to more things than other people. They're more likely to cheat because they feel they don't have to play by the rules. So when I think of narcissism, I think of, okay, somebody that is just all about themselves all the time, never thinks about anybody else. But even, you know, even those guys or girls that, you know, they're treating you okay. It's not bad, but it's not great. But, you know, they just think too much of themselves. You know, they're like, God dang, I just look good all day, every day. I'm so fly, you know.
We know some people like that, don't you? Don't you know some people like that?
Do I? I saw her in the mirror this morning.
Number three, he has no sense of guilt. Men who don't feel remorse or guilt when they do something wrong are prime candidates for cheating. They won't have those emotions holding them back. Ain't that the truth?
Wow.
That is too true.
Are you all talking
about... You know,
about
I didn't know it was possible. Huh?
I said, are you all talking about me?
Nobody's talking
yes,
about
ma'am.
You. If the shoe fits, then wear it, baby.
I heard.
All right, number four. He's an excellent liar. If he is good at lying about other things in his life, then he is likely good at lying to you about cheating. Keep that in mind, ladies. He's lying that he spent $17 on his shoes and they were $170. You might want to consider. Number five, he learned it at home. If one or both of his parents were routinely unfaithful, then he is more likely to be inclined to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. All right, Erica.
You know, and I've got to back that one up because, I mean, I see it from experience. You know, I was in a relationship for almost 11 years, and he had older boys. You know, before I had my girls, and now one of the older boys, he's probably, I think he's 17 now, and he's running around like a little ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he was a kid, he used to see how much it would hurt me. And he would always say, you know, oh, I'm not going to do that, but he does, and I can see it. And I've heard stories. You know what I mean? So it really, it rubs off on the kids. Okay, number six. He recently lost his job. Unemployment puts strain on a marriage and can make a man feel vulnerable, especially if the job was important to him and defined his identity. When a man doesn't feel so good about himself, he may boost his self-esteem through an affair. Really?
Ooh.
So if your man loses his job, make sure you plug him big time all day, every day, so that he doesn't feel that he needs to run around, apparently.
If my man left his job and started cheating,
I'm
going to want
to do it. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
What'd you say?
Oh, they couldn't hear me.
Did you hear me? Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on with this phone.
Yeah,
Angela, wasn't it me.
I did not touch it. It is something else.
Okay, number 7. He is spending less time with you. You're watching TV. He's on the computer. You go to bed. He stays up late. You're in the same house, but not really together. If a man is organizing his life to spend less time with you, it doesn't really matter whether he has met someone. Behavior like this signals a distance that becomes a breeding ground for infidelity. So spend time with your significant other. If all of a sudden you guys used to go out to dinner 3 times a night and now it's once a month.
3 times a night? 3 times a week?
3 times a week? I'm the only one that eats
dinner
three times
a
night.
This is true.
Lord. He's being less affectionate. Perhaps he doesn't cuddle with you in bed anymore, or he comes to bed fully dressed when he once slept nude. These are all ways of disconnecting and may indicate he is getting his intimacy somewhere else.
Ooh.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my man came to bed fully dressed, That's
an issue.
There's an issue there. Something's going on. Like, what? Number 9, his computer habits have changed. Check his computer's browser history once in a while to see where he's been.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you serious? They're encouraging stalkerism. Okay. If you are that, ladies, if you feel that you need to
check
phones, check browser histories, get all up in their Facebook pages.
You don't need to be with them.
You don't need to be with that man.
Because if you don't trust them.
If there is no trust, there is no love. And his cell phone habits has changed. Lately, beware of new cell phone habits. For example, he suddenly gets a new phone with a password lock. Wow. Or perhaps now he keeps his cell phone in his pocket when in the past he would leave it on the counter. Or maybe he used to make calls and send texts while you were around, but now he excuses himself each time the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. If your phone rings and you feel that you need to walk about the room to answer the phone,
right.
Something's going on.
Unless you're me, because every call I got to be alone for. But that's a habit that wouldn't have changed. It's always been there.
Yeah. Okay, so since we've only got a couple minutes left, and that kind of went long, we'll go to 9 signs that you have met the one.
Ooh, we're flipping the script.
Yes,
we're going from negative to positive.
Here we go. You're not chasing the relationship's potential. Many people have romantic relationships fraught with obstacles. On a basic level, the relationship is satisfactory, but there always seems to be something standing in the way of true happiness. A stressful job, an annoying ex, a distasteful habit. Both people feel that once the obstacle is removed, they'll be truly content together. Unfortunately, relationships don't work that way. Once the problem is resolved, another one pops up, and surprise, the couple is still unhappy. So, what people may not realize is that if they are waiting for true happiness in their relationship, then they are in the wrong relationship. Landing a better job may make life easier financially, but no amount of money will help two people who just aren't a good fit for each other, which is a very well, made point. Number 2 is who you are is good enough. So basically to me that means that they accept everything. Your flaws, your loves, your hates, your past, your present, is all that. They accept all that. You manage conflict well. You have a conversation instead of having an argument.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to talk issues out. You're able to, kind of just resolve stuff on a peaceful manner versus being angry about it. Number 4, the mundane is suddenly interesting. So, stuff that normally is boring, you're with the one, it's like, wow, I just had so much fun sitting at the library listening to that seminar.
And then there's minimum drama. Your friends and family see what you see. You know how to make them happy. You have the same life priorities, and you respect the person deeply. So these are all the things you need for a good relationship as opposed to all the negative things we talked about earlier. And I wish you all the best of luck getting through if you're in a domestic violence relationship.
If you have a cheater on your hands, then...
And on your quest to meeting the one.
Yep. If you have a cheater on your hands, get rid of them and find out what's going on and pray for the one to come, and hopefully they will give you, God will a good man. Good
have
luck,
good
and until next week, have a good day.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing the left. From the north, from the south, to the east, to the west. Badass, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue.
So that little half hour is... The little half hour doesn't work.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.